Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, a senior member of Tortoise provides a timely update on trending topics in the market.
I'm Matt Sully, Managing Director and Portfolio Manager at Tortoise Capital Advisors. Well, folks, it was a choppy tape last week with oil falling 3% before finally recovering Friday to finish roughly flat. We were due for a bit of consolidation for oil after a 15% run-up since early October. I think the market was looking for a reason to sell off, and it actually got two reasons. First, we got contradictory signals from OPEC and the IEA in terms of their 2018 forecast released last week, after a supportive outlook from OPEC's monthly calling for another year of above-average demand growth, leading to an undersupplied market to the tune of about 800,000 barrels per day. By contrast, the IEA lowered their 2018 demand growth estimate based off the expectations for another warm winter, and they are projecting a 200,000 barrel per day oversupplied market. The market took a second hit Wednesday after the EIA's weekly petroleum report showed a 1.85 million barrel crude build as exports remained significantly below the 2 million barrel per day mark witnessed in October. A couple of stragglers reported earnings this last week, with Cheniere and H&P posting numbers. Cheniere's results were strong and the company raised 2017 EBITDA guidance. The 2018 preview was a little below street estimates, but in our view, this is a function of management being conservative regarding the profitability of their marketing business. Meanwhile, H&P beat estimates on the back of a healthy U.S. land contribution for both activity and rates. 2018 guidance is for the U.S. land activity to accelerate even further. In capital markets, companies again demonstrated that while public equity markets remain disrupted for MLPs, other investors are hungry for their securities. Energy Transfer and DCP Midstream were the latest pipeline companies to tap the perpetual preferred market, which remains red hot as both deals were significantly upsized, raising a combined $2 billion. The punchline is that while equity investors remain sour on the space, preferred buyers have been willing to step in and fill the gap, and fixed income spreads remain near all-time tight levels for pipelines. I find it ironic, given that usually it's the other way around, that equity investors are euphoric while fixed income is skeptical. No doubt some of this may be driven by the year's strong fund flows into fixed income broadly, but hopefully at some point equity investors will take notice at the value that fixed income sees in these names. It was a relatively quiet week for company news, but there were a few noteworthy items. Anadarko issued 2018 guidance, including oil production growth in the mid-teens while producing $700 million of free cash flow at the current strip pricing and generating a 20% cash return on capital. A pretty good story in our view. Marathon Petroleum announced their widely anticipated dropdown of refining logistic assets and fuels distribution services to MPLX, producing approximately $1 billion of annual EBITDA for a total consideration of approximately $8.1 billion. MPLX is funding the acquisition through the payment of $4.1 billion in cash and issuing 111.6 million common units worth $4 billion to MPC. Shell Midstream Partners hosted their inaugural Analyst Day, where the company updated its growth outlook to include 20% distribution growth in 2018 and mid-teens growth in 2019, supported by a drop-down inventory totaling nearly $3 billion in annual EBITDA. These numbers were in line with our forecast. Unfortunately, there was some negative news out of TransCanada last week, whose Keystone Pipeline had a 5,000-barrel leak in South Dakota. This pipeline was immediately shut down. The section of pipe where the leak occurred has been isolated and cleanup work has begun. Last week, some of our analysts attended the RBC MLP conference where the mood was best described as somber. The general feeling was frustration that unit prices haven't reflected the improvement we've seen in fundamentals. Measured from this time last year, oil prices are up 25%, the oil rig count is up 60%, U.S. inventories are down almost 10%, and in the meantime, MLPs have actually traded down. Add to this that for all the debate around distribution cuts, IDR takeouts, self-funding, and the like, the weighted average distribution growth for our various midstream strategies ranged from 5 to 8%, and over 90% of our portfolio holdings reported earnings in line or better than our estimates. So yes, I share the frustration that investors are feeling, and a frequent question recently is, what will make the market turn around? I've been wrong for 3 years, so why stop now? Some things that could help include higher interest rates, which would likely shift fund flows from other yield-oriented asset classes like bonds and utilities that are at record valuations back into MLPs. M&A activity, which might lead to the relentless short selling to abate. And finally, a fresh calendar year probably wouldn't hurt as any tax-driven selling subsides and portfolio managers reposition for the new year. Now, I'll finish up with some really important facts that you can share with your families this Thanksgiving. The word turkey is said to come from the Hebrew word tuki, not sure if I'm pronouncing that right, which means big bird or pheasant bird. For you parade fans out there, the first department store to hold a Thanksgiving parade was Gimbel's, also featured in one of my kids' favorite movies, Elf. Let's be honest, it's one of my favorites too. And most importantly, the first Thanksgiving in 1621 was believed to have lasted for 3 days. That sounds amazing. I'll finish up on that note. I hope everyone has a great holiday.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next cast. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseinvest.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although Tortoise believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intent.